AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. Senate breaks an historic barrier.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Ketanji Brown Jackson confirmed as the Supreme Court's first black female justice.
This is a wonderful day, a joyous day, an inspiring day.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer pumped his fists as the Senate chamber cheered. Just three Republicans voted for Jackson, with Ted Cruz, among others, blasting her as soft on crime and as a far-left activist seeking to remake America from the bench.
It's a nomination that jeopardizes the constitutional rights of every American.
Jackson was at the White House watching the vote with President Biden, who hugged her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congress votes to suspend most favored nation trade relations with Russia while also banning its oil imports. A similar move by the United Nations General Assembly, removing Russia from its Human Rights Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Today, the international community took one collective step in the right direction. We ensured a persistent and egregious human rights violator will not be allowed to occupy a position of leadership on human rights at the UN. Let us continue to hold Russia accountable.
Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kubala, tells NATO leaders the Russian offensive in eastern Ukraine is intensifying.
The battle for Donbas is underway. It has not reached its maximum scale. But every day, the heaviest fighting takes place in that part of Ukraine.
Ukraine is asking NATO and the U.S. to supply more weapons in the fight against the Russian invasion. This is AP News. More information has been released on two men arrested in Washington for impersonating federal agents.
One of two men accused of impersonating federal agents and providing gifts and free apartments in Washington to actual Secret Service agents claimed to have ties to Pakistani intelligence. In court Thursday, federal prosecutors said 35-year-old Haider Ali had told witnesses that he was affiliated with the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency in Pakistan and had multiple visas from Pakistan and Iran. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joshua Rothstein said U.S. authorities have not been able to verify Ali's claims. Ali and 40-year-old Aryan Taherzadeh were arrested Wednesday. A detention hearing is scheduled Friday afternoon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
14 months after nearly losing his right leg in an auto crash, Tiger Woods, showing a slight limp, walked the first four rounds of the Masters Golf Tournament. Woods had a 1-under-71, three shots behind the leaders. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.